Not a day passes that I'm not contacted about emergency accommodation, whether it be by a family made homeless, an individual in crisis staying far from family, a constituent living near a hostel worried about an increase in antisocial behaviour, or a service provider desperately seeking GP access for clients who can't afford to wait through red tape and bureaucracy. The situation isn't just desperate, it's dangerous. Accommodation, which was once deemed a last resort, has become the norm. The growing reliance on non-standard accommodation, such as hotels and bed and breakfasts, should be a concern for each and every one of us. The rapid escalation in emergency accommodation expenditure has seen costs soar to an eye-watering £7.6 million in 2022-23. That's a particularly bitter pill to swallow when we consider that the Department for Communities seem unable or are unable to fund homelessness prevention initiatives currently operating at a deficit of £7.4 million. There's much more to tackling homelessness than putting a roof over someone's head. A huge concern to me and to my constituents is that while they are at times being told there's no accommodation in Derry and being sent further afield, they're being passed on the motorway by people being sent to Derry for emergency housing. Spend in Derry has increased sixfold in the same period. Homelessness is a health issue, a multifaceted and complex predicament which requires an urgent cross-departmental response. We're witnessing extremely vulnerable people with complex needs being discharged from healthcare facilities or released from prison, placed in emergency housing away from their hometowns and support network. Individuals are left in a vacuum, untethered and grasping for support, which either isn't there or is woefully under-resourced. Often, these are people suffering from trauma, addiction, serious mental health issues and poverty, pushed even further to the margins of society by a system that clearly isn't working. Their exclusion and marked isolation leaves them at risk of abuse, neglect and exploitation, but it also leaves communities in fear and at risk of harm, given the volatile nature and its sometimes violent past of some of those individuals availing of emergency housing. Of course, the answer to this is to build more homes, but in the short term, we need a focus on local connection, assessment of a person's long-term needs, and on-hand support services to improve provision.